Dr. Bridget O'Brien, you're a general practitioner in Tralee, County Kerry. You're very welcome, Bridget. I'm going to call you Bridget, if you don't mind.
No problem.
To our show this morning. Bridget, we started talking off air there. I'd intended to talk to you about this proposal for general practitioners to treat the under six for free. Bridget, you shocked me when you said that there may possibly be a problem with breast check and the machines that are used to check women's breasts to eliminate cancer. Can you expand on that a tiny bit?
Women are invited to go for screening, and a number of women have had a cancer diagnosis made. Subsequent to that, a large number of women have come in with large aggressive cancers. 772 women came in within 2 years, and another 525 outside of the screening program time.
Now, these are women who would originally have been cleared.
Came in with breast cancer, having been told they were clear on the mammogram.
But so either somebody is misreading the information or the machine is wrong.
So either the machine isn't able to detect all of the cancers, and it does come to 772 would be 38% of the anticipated cancer rate. 1,300 would be over 60%.
Mm.
Or the machine is actually causing some of them. It's either not detecting them or it's causing them. And in the context of asking if the machine is safe, it's important to realise that we've had an 8% annual increase in breast cancer in the 50 to 64-year-olds, as against 1% in the rest of the population. So the cancer incidence has increased at 8 times the national rate in the group who are screened.
Now, Bridget, we need to be very careful here. We don't want to put people off getting breast check, which is, I assume you don't want to put people off in the short term.
I would think that it's important that everybody who goes into breast check would ask those delivering the service if they have a safety statement for the machine.
Okay, now what is a safety statement?
I would like the reassurance from the companies who provide us with the service that the machines are safe and fit for purpose. Whatever service you deliver, you are supposed to be able to stand over the safety of the equipment. It's important to realise that that breast check involves an X-ray.
Yes.
X-rays are quite dangerous rays.
Well, we all know that radiologists wear these green aprons, which are made of lead. And they stay outside the room.
The new digital X-rays seem to be delivered in a slightly different fashion, as far as I understand it. I don't know that. I mean, I'm not a radiologist, but I have asked the American College of Radiology for a safety statement, and I haven't got one from them.
Now, why should they give you a safety statement? They don't manufacture these machines.
They don't manufacture the machines, we don't manufacture the machines either.
Yeah.
A recent question to the Minister for Health from one of our local TDs has established that we were part of a pilot project in this regard, funded from America, by the American Cancer Society. And we seem to have a lot of links with the states. So they seem to have accreditation facilities over there. So I wrote to their accreditation facilities for breast screening, and they put me on to the American College of Radiology.
Mm.
So I wrote to them and got a reply that they weren't concerned about the safety of the machines. Rather than getting a safety statement, I got a reply to say, we're not very concerned.
No, are these machines being used in America?
there is a gradual transition to them, but the older machines would have been in use in most facilities up to very recently.
So are you, am I reading you right here, Bridget? Are you implying that perhaps these machines are being tested in Ireland?
We know that they were being tested in Ireland, yes.
Mm.
The paper was published in the American Journal of Radiology in October 2009.
Stating what?
Stating that we were, giving the outcome of the tests that were done here.
Now, I presume, and I know a lot of medical procedures are initially have to be tested. Now, I know there's quite a hoo-ha about testing in animals, but they go through this kind of tiered system of testing.
That's right.
You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. We need to test things to under good governance. We need to test things to ensure to get cures. If Fleming hadn't carried out tests on various types of mold, we probably wouldn't have penicillin. So, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with testing something, so long as you let people know that's what's happening.
I get you, yeah.
And so long as everybody, particularly in the health, if it is a health product that's been tested, that the doctors in the area know it's been tested. For example, if you said, we're going to test the new X-ray thing in breast check and let everybody know that was happening.
And you're taking a chance, you're taking an informed choice.
Well, partly of a choice, but also, for example, when somebody comes in with breast cancer after checking, you would have a yellow card system in play whereby that would be directly reported back to the Irish Medicines Board.
Yeah.
So when it's happening without telling people, those checks and balances aren't in the system.
Well, isn't that a problem that goes, I'm going to veer slightly off course here, isn't that a problem which does seem to occur with a lot of medical advancements, drug trials and things like that, in that the pharmaceutical industry and the medical equipment industry are major players economically, and that they have very, very strong and very good links and very good lobbyists working within governments.
And it brings innovation and it brings employment. I accept all of that. And I would welcome efforts to improve and to bring better facilities and equipment into play. However, if you're doing it without informing people that it's happening at all, at any level in the country, you run the risk of errors in the system not being detected in a timely fashion, which ultimately causes huge cost overruns.
Yeah.
The sooner you pick up on something being wrong, the sooner you can address the issues.
Bridget, have the Irish, I know you've written on this in the Irish Independent, and to give them credit, and in other journals.
And the British Medical Journal.
So this isn't just something that is a kite that you're flying. Have the Irish Medical Council made any, if they are the proper body, have they made any statement on this or given you any thoughts?
As it so happens, the head of the HSE, Tony O'Brien, complained to me for highlighting some of these issues to the Medical Council. And they found I had no case to answer.
There was a case.
I had no case to answer.
Yeah.
He actually complained to me before I got.
And what were the grounds of complaint?
If you look at my Twitter account or my Facebook page, you will see a copy of his letter there.
Yeah.
He actually complained to me, a very substantial complaint, to the Medical Council.
Well, he is entitled to do that.
He's entitled.
And it's up to the Medical Council then to make a judgment.
He is entitled to do that.
To get back to the medical thing, why your own particular interest in this? Can we get a kind of a glimpse of that? Do you have patients who have fallen foul of this
yes.
problem? Yeah.
Yes. Most definitely.
Without naming anybody, can you tell us what happened? Just to put a human face on it.
One of the ladies who had it, she was just coming up to 2 years. She came in with a pain in her hip. And when she was checked out, she was found to have breast cancer with secondaries in her brain, lungs, liver, and bone. Another lady had a very large tumour, about the size of my fist. another lady appeared, had what would appear to be a radiation burn on her breast or something like that. She had a very badly damaged breast after going in. Another lady had her breast squeezed, and when she tried to exit the machine, she damaged both her shoulders. So there were definite injuries.
But these are just injuries. I mean,
the lady who within 2 years of screening came in with breast cancer had it in all her organs.
Yeah.
It was very advanced.
And so are you telling me that this lady went for breast screening and was given the all clear?
Correct.
But unlike you, I'm not a doctor, but it does seem very funny that if somebody has this level of cancer, of cancerous growth in their bodies, that they would actually go for a check and be given the all clear.
She was invited for breast screening and it was clear. And less than 2 years later, she had breast cancer in all her organs.
Can I ask you a question? Again, you may not wish to and you may not be qualified, but just an opinion to answer this. Could there be a case for a malpractice against the companies or the hospitals or the organisation who are providing this?
Well, that's why I've asked for a safety statement and a risk assessment. We have seen so many cancers after breast screening.
Hmm.
That you would have to ask whether they're missing them or whether the machine is causing them.
Yeah. And the machine is radiation-based, I presume?
Correct.
Yeah, so...
It's a different type of... The dose, they would argue, is less. I'm asking how the X-rays are contained once you've taken the image. Do they shoot back up into the body? What happens in the machine? Is it safe? It's new. It's digital technology, but it's a new type of delivery of X-rays.
But surely, Bridget, what you're asking, if you'll pardon this, I mean, I was going to say it's not rocket science. It actually is. But what I'm saying is, I mean, surely that information must be there by the people who and must be maintained and kept by the people who make the machines, that they have already thought of this. I mean, I presume they didn't just decide to build a machine without thinking of the consequences and how it works and how it operates and what happens to the radiation once it goes into the body and this kind of stuff. Surely that is published, is in the public domain.
Not that I can find. What I'm saying is that we haven't, that nobody has yet come up with a safety statement or said, yes, we're happy, the machines are safe.
Have you said that your local TD, can you name the local TD, has questioned...
Arthur Spring. Arthur Spring.
Arthur Spring. He has put Dáil questions
He has put a certain number of Dáil questions
to Dr. Riley.
I would say that the answers aren't adequate. We don't still have a safety statement. And we do have 772 women who came in with cancer, mainly advanced, and with much more aggressive tumours than previously, after screening. So that is a huge issue, and that cannot be ignored.
Okay, look, Dr. Bridget O'Brien, General Practitioner in Tralee, that's all. I'm just keeping an eye on the clock, and that's all I can devote to our interview this morning. But what I am going to ask you is sometime over the next few weeks, would it be possible to come into studio and discuss this? And perhaps we could ask a spokesperson from either BreastCheck or the HSE to also come into studio, because obviously I am assuming that they would have a different opinion to you on the issue. We could promote it so that people who have obviously women out there would have a tremendous interest in this, so that we could possibly promote it and that they would be aware that the interview is going to take place.
Certainly.
Okay, well, I will talk to you off air about that. Dr. Bridget O'Brien, General Practitioner in Tralee, thank you very, very much for coming online. Bridget, thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much indeed. Thanks, Charles.
Now, that was Dr. Bridget O'Brien, general practitioner doctor in Tralee. Now, we did ask the HSE, could they provide a spokesman or a spokesperson to come into studio? Now, unfortunately, they weren't able to do that. But they did provide us with a statement, and I'm going to shorten their statement a small bit. But the statement says that, with reference to the fact that machines / procedures used to perform digital mammography may in fact be carcinogenic and leading to a rise in the numbers of women presenting with tumours after screening, the HSE say this is not correct. The machines, mammogram units, are not carcinogenic. They also say that they go on to say that there is no documented evidence to suggest that compression can cause breast cancer. And while it is internationally accepted that no screening system is 100% accurate, BreastCheck ensures that the screening service is safe and effective. In Ireland, breast screening is just one element of a quality assured and comprehensive cancer control program. Breast cancer survival rates are improving as a combined result of screening, early detection, and better and more effective treatment options. Now, I noted myself that in a Dáil reply to Deputy Spring, the Minister for Health referred to a pilot scheme on digital mammography, which has been operated in Ireland, not a clinical test. But as I said, we hope to follow that up, because it is a subject which is of tremendous interest to ladies in not only in Dublin but obviously all over the country. So we hope to have Dr. O'Brien perhaps in studio in a few weeks, and perhaps with an opposing voice from somebody in BreastCheck and or from the HSE. Now, this all followed up on from an article which was issued a few weeks ago in the British Medical Journal.